Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bimonthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas, and if you'd like to learn more about that paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can find all the information you'll need. You can get the paper as a PDF in your email or as a hard copy through the United States Postal Service. It's always free. Just let us know what we can do for you. Also, if you've not yet subscribed to our Podbean channel, on your computer, go to podbean.com and follow Fulton County Gospel News. And you can download the Podbean app for free on your smartphone through your app store. And there are a lot of good Bible-based, a lot of sound podcasts that are out there available. And Fulton County Gospel News is one of them. So like it, follow it, and you can engage in the podcast once you've become a follower. All right, so today I want to read an article to you from the April 2004 edition of Fulton County Gospel News. This article was written by Brother Eddie Gilpin, and the title is An Argument Without Validity. The doctrine of once saved, always saved is not taught in the Scriptures. Like all false doctrines, it is the invention of man. Many arguments have been put forth in attempts to substantiate the doctrine. However, all fail miserably when compared with the Bible. One of these arguments is the subject of this brief article. The Bible gives the account of Simon the sorcerer as an example of one who so sinned after becoming a Christian that he was in a lost state. We read of this account in Acts 8. In verse 13, the scripture states, "Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done." Later, Simon is said by Peter, an inspired man, to be in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Acts 8:23, having a heart not right in the sight of God, Acts 8:21. He was instructed by Peter to repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee, Acts 8:22. The argument often made by those who support the saved once, saved forever position is that Simon was never saved. They claim that his belief was not real belief. He did not really believe, they claim, or else he would have been saved and therefore could not have been in a lost state again. However, let us examine this thought a little more closely. In Mark 16:16, Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Jesus used the word believeth, pistousos in Greek, and the word baptized, baptistes in Greek, in this passage. Those who do, according to the words of Jesus, are saved. In Acts 8:13, the Bible states that Simon believed, epistousen, in Greek, and was baptized, baptistes, in the Greek. Notice, please, that except for the differences in the tense of the verb believe, the words used in these two passages are identical. What is the significance? The Holy Spirit, the author of Acts, use the exact words which Jesus used in Mark 16:16 for both belief and baptism. Did the Holy Spirit know the heart of Simon? Absolutely. Did the Holy Spirit say that Simon pretended to believe? Absolutely not. The Holy Spirit, knowing the heart of Simon, stated that Simon believed and that he was baptized, the same words used by Jesus to instruct men what to do to be saved in Mark 16:16. The Holy Spirit had words at his disposal to state that Simon merely feigned his belief in God, but he did not use those words. He stated emphatically that Simon epistousen believed and was baptized. Having done such, he was saved according to the promise of Jesus. After having done this, he was then found in a lost condition as related by Peter, one whom the Holy Spirit has likewise inspired. Does the Bible teach that a person can be lost after having been saved? It certainly does, and Simon is a prime example of one who has. The doctrine of once saved, always saved is false. It is contradictory to what the Bible teaches, and these two little words alone prove it to be such. All right, so that's the end of that article, and it was a brief one by Brother Gilpin, but it gets right to the point, and I like the fact that he identified the words that Jesus used in Mark 16:16. That the Holy Spirit inspired Mark to write. They're the same words that Luke used in Acts chapter 8 in regard to Simon. But the overall theme of the combating of the idea of once saved, always saved, that is in so many passages of Scripture. And not only is this doctrine found not found in the New Testament, but it's not found in the Old Testament either. There were repeated warnings throughout the Old Testament to God's own people of, if you don't continue in my word, then you won't continue in my blessing. You turn to the pages of the New Testament and you see the same thing. Of course, Acts 8 and Simon the Sorcerer is a great example, but I want to share with you a scripture just in addition to what Brother Gilpin said. Listen to Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. Notice that. He has made us free. Okay, you're in Christ. And do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Well, contextually, that's talking about the law of Moses. All right, so what would happen if they did that? Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. Now that last phrase there in Galatians 5 and verse 4, you have fallen from grace. Okay, so if they were never, if the argument is a person who falls away was never really saved in the first place, okay, because that's typically what like your typical Calvinists and Reformed theologians will teach, then why did Paul talk about the Galatians standing fast where they were, holding on to their liberty, and then saying, you have fallen from grace? If you're not in grace initially, then how can you fall from it? Okay, if you're not in salvation anyway, then how can you fall from it? And of course, their argument is, well, they were never there in the first place. If that's true, then Paul's language is useless, and the instance of Simon the Sorcerer is useless. The Bible does indeed teach that a Christian, a person who has believed and been baptized for the remission of sins and thus saved, can fall from grace. You can read chapters like Hebrews chapters 3 and 4. Most of the book of Hebrews is a warning and an admonition to the Christians in Jerusalem, don't fall away. And we need to hear those same admonitions as Christians today. All right, well, thanks for tuning in to this brief episode today of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. Again, if you'd like to get the paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. Use our contact information and let us know what we can do for you. Follow the podcast on Podbean. Download the Podbean app on your smart device and get a lot of good Bible content, not only from the FCGN podcast, but so many others that are available out there. Well, thanks again for listening today, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.